Back on the mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. Happy Friday, TGIF, no doubt about it. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you here from our KGGF studios, joined over the phone, like we are on most Fridays, by many legislative leaders today. It's Representative Rich Prell. Rich, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good to have you. Great. Thanks for spending some time with us here this morning, and hopefully this past few weeks, past month, has been okay for you.
It has. It's been a busy time. As you're well aware, we're doing the Transportation Task Force meetings around the state. And so far this month, we've been in Salina, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. This week, we have an off week. We didn't have one. Next week, we will be in Newton on Thursday, and we'll be talking about passenger rail, freight rail, freight that, you know, on the roads. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of people there from the local consulate, because there's a tremendous amount of interest in the Southwest Flyer and the passenger rail. And so we've got a number of people lined up that are going to be visiting. Last week when we were in Pittsburgh, we talked about financing and how we're going to fund, you know, there's possibilities of how we can fund a transportation plan. That's going to be the big elephant in the room, is how we finance this. And so we'll be working on that a little later. Then we had the 169 Coalition, the 69 Coalition, and some people from 99 Highway that had brought their thoughts forward on what they need. And I would tell you that they all did a great job, especially we had the group from 169 that's in our area over here, and they had eight people that spoke, and they did a great job. They really did. Not that the others didn't. They all did a good job. We had to limit how long people could talk, because we had over 40 people that wanted to talk in a 2.5 hour period. So we limited everybody to 3 minutes, and most of them stayed pretty close to that. And we got finished pretty much on time.
Well, Representative Prell, good morning. This is Deborah.
Good morning.
And
yes, Deborah.
You know, that has to be kind of, you know, that's going to make you feel good that many people care and that many people came out and actually wanted to participate in this.
Oh, I know. And we had a number of people that didn't speak but sent written testimony. And the folks from Montgomery County brought a bus. And we filled up, the place was filled up. There was standing room only. There was over 100 people there in attendance, in addition to the task force members.
Yeah, that's got to be very satisfying.
It's very gratifying.
Yeah. The president's coming soon to visit Kansas. Do you have any thoughts on his plans to make some campaign stops, or at least have a rally in Topeka for a couple of candidates on the Republican side?
Right. And I don't recall the day that he's going to be here.
Let me look. Anyway, it's this next month, I believe. It will be on October 6th. In Topeka.
I'm going to have to see if I can work it out to go, because, it would be kind of fun to attend something like that.
Yeah, always, I tell people, it doesn't really matter what your politics are. If you have an opportunity to meet a sitting president or hear a sitting president in person, you should take that opportunity.
Right, right. It is, it is a nice opportunity, and I'm going to do my best to take advantage of that.
Yeah. So I guess as far as how we're doing in Kansas right now, obviously we have this transportation task force underway. We're in the interim right now, where we're not doing a lot of work. We're doing a lot of research for the upcoming session, of course. But overall, when you look across how things are going for the state of Kansas right now, Representative Prell, how would you say we're doing?
I'd give us a B+. I think we're doing rather well right now.
B plus, huh? Mm-hmm. What would you like to see change to get up to an A?
Well, of course, the economy to continue to improve. On the transportation side, finding a way to finance some enhancements to our highways and get back on track of on our preservation. I'd like to see us get the Supreme Court ruling on education. I'd like to see that behind us. It's still hanging over our head, and they're saying that we have to come up with the money to at least what they've determined inflation would be, and so I think we have until April to address that. So there's a number of those things that that I'd like to see behind us.
Yeah, that education action is probably again going to be a very dominating topic of the legislative session upcoming.
Right, it will be, and and it will make a lot of difference of how some of the elections come out of how this this all plays out.
Yeah. Certainly, we're still, a little over a month away from the general election, and we could see some shifting in some of the memberships of the Kansas House. And, of course, the Senate has a couple of people who, depending on the outcome, may be having to be replaced as well.
Yes, there's three that I can think of that will be... will change. Senator Fitzgerald is retiring, and Senator Schmidt is, providing she wins the insurance commissioner. That will change, and then of course we've got a race down here in our area in Cherokee and Crawford County. So I think there was one other, and it was...
Well, Laura Kelly, of course, is running for governor, so depending on the outcome of the governor's race, that could also affect that as well.
That could be another one that would change. So, there could be a change in the Senate. There definitely is a change, some change in the House. And so it'll take a little while to get a feel for, where everybody pretty much stands.
Yeah, it kind of, when you go through this process, it kind of slows down the legislative process for the first couple of weeks, full month of the legislative session, doesn't it, to kind of get everyone back up to speed.
Yes, it does make a difference. And it will make a difference on, we're going to have at least one change in the House leadership because Scott Schwab is running for Secretary of State, and either way, he won't be back in the House as Speaker Pro Tem, so that's a position that we'll have a new person in for sure.
Yeah, what about Representative Rich Prell as the Speaker Pro Tem?
No, I'm not going to run for any leadership spot. I've made a run at that before, didn't make it, and I'm just going to hopefully continue to chair the House Transportation and remain as... Vice Chair of Appropriations, and with that, I'll have a plate full.
I think you will, although I personally think you would be great in a leadership role, Representative.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the confidence.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's happening around home now?
Well, today, actually, I'm on my way right now. I pulled off so I won't lose you. I'm kind of in no man's land, and I had a spot where I was getting you, so I'm off on the side of the road, but I'm heading to Independence. They have the Montgomery County has a golf tournament today. I don't play golf, but I'm going to go over and see everybody and visit around and probably hit after a while.
All right. Well, sounds like a busy day ahead, and good luck out there on the links if you get brave enough to try to tee off.
No, I'm not going to tee off. I'm just going to go visit.
All right. Well, play it safe then. Sounds good.
Will do.
Sounds good to me. That's probably what I'd have to do unless we were playing putt-putt golf over at Riverside Park.
Right. That would probably fit me okay, too.
All right. Well, that's Representative Rich Prell joining us this morning, along with KGGF Sam Speck, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.